Welcome back, y'all, to another episode of Hip Hop Babies Album Review. So it's Dead Lee. I'm back with my boy Ray.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know what it is. We're about to get into this album review. Lil Yachty's Let's Start Here. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe, put on that notification bell. More content like this. I know you'll like this video, so let's get into it. So we start. Stage is set. The Black Seminole turns on. The initial thoughts, bro. Are you vibing? You're going against the grain, man. Hey,
when this first came on, I didn't like it much. First listen, I wasn't messing with the lyrics that much. I did expect Yachty to experiment because he did say that he was going to try to do something different with this album. Poland leaked, and he even said like a hacker threatened to leak that song, so he just put it out. And it was a little buzzing hit. And you hear some of that on this as far as the vocals, like, you know, some of the effects, but like it's completely different. Like, if you were expecting more Polands or Holsters, another song that's, like, unreleased that's been popping up on TikTok, you didn't get that. You got Aphex Twin, Pink Floyd, other experimental psychedelic rock groups.
That's basically what we got here is an alternative rock-type album. Can't be mad at it. I mean, you know, he's just kind of going against everything that he once was as a 2016 mumble rapper. He has been cited to say multiple times that he's more than just that. He's more of an artist. No disrespect to hip-hop, but, you know, he can do more. So I think this album really did show that he can do more than that pretty well. Like, it wasn't anything that I could say too negative about the way that the album sounded. It sounded really good. I think that the production was really good. What he was going for, I think that the production, it took me to the place I needed to be at. That's kind of the vibe you're going for with this album. He did say Pink Floyd. Ray said Pink Floyd. I think something like that, right? Is it an album of the year contender for me at this point, early in the year? I wouldn't even say that. There's a lot of hype around this album.
I think if you were expecting more Polands and more, you know, normal trap. I mean, I'm not saying I wasn't expecting that from Yachty, but of course, you know, he went in a totally another field, like another lane almost. He's not even really rapping a lot on this project. Some of the lyrics, he's still keeping it kind of like Lil Yachty, silly, playful. He went in a different lane as far as production, flow, and some of the topics and the way he expresses himself vocally on the tracks. You feel me? I can't hate on him for trying to do something different. I think that's why I kind of like that he called this album Let's Start Here, because he is starting fresh. In a sense, you know, this is something different. This is something new. This is something that he hasn't done before, especially on this scale. The closest album to this is Teenage Emotions. And even then, he was still rapping on this. This is almost like maybe he wanted to kind of do this from the start. As you're saying, he wanted to be recognized as an artist. This is not really a rap album. It's a different type of artist album in a sense, you know?
Yeah, it's like a perspective album or something. That's what he was talking about on here in general. Like, there's certain parts in the track list where he just sits down, he talks to the listener, and he doesn't actually deliver anything musically. He talks about, like, it's a perspective thing and how he tries to put new perspectives on things to de-stress in life and stuff like that. So I think a lot of this album is just about that. And, like, that's a common thing with, like, people who take psychedelics and, you know, take shrooms, stuff like that. That's why I said it's like a shroom-type album, because shrooms are all about, you know, breaking down your own perception of the world to see something on a greater view, greater scale. And this album, starting here from this point and building up, starting with a new perspective. So I think it's a really cool sense and way he did the album, kind of like that. Dude, if you are in tune with like anything that is spiritual or psychedelic at all, like, this album gonna hit.
I can agree to a certain degree with that. You know, if you only listen to only trap, especially nowadays trap, you know, Lil Yachty is a trap artist in a lot of people's eyes. So if you only listen to trap music, you might be a little thrown off. I think I was mainly thrown off because Lil Yachty's vocals, I'm not gonna say he didn't change his lyrical content up at all. He's still being playful. He's still being Lil Yachty to me over these beats. And that's what's kind of cool about it as well. He's not like trying to be super serious or super deep on these tracks. You know, it's still playful, it's still Yachty, but he's doing it in a way that's like different. You wouldn't expect him to do it over this type of production. Changing tracks damn near in the middle of a track, like literally the first track, The Black Seminole, like around 5 minutes, he changes, he goes, go. And then Diana Gordon just goes in and starts ripping it as far as her vocals. She does a really awesome job on that second part of the track. To hear Yachty try to reach and do something like that, I would not expect that from a mainstream artist. And I think that's why we saw the reaction we saw. Even though Lil Yachty gave hints and he did say like he was trying to do something different with this album, to do this in the hip-hop sphere, especially, you know, being known as that type of artist, like Minnesota, the song NBA Youngbo, like a lot of his top hits are trap songs, are just like, you know, playful party songs. Broccoli.
The reason why people are flipping out is because it's mainstream artists. And even if we over here don't care too much for a mainstream title. You still got to take into account that people have feelings and opinions. So that's why this is so highly touted as something, you know, breaking the mold. You know, we listen to something that is a little bit more extreme and maybe a little bit more rap centric, something that is more hip hop. You know, this is definitely something that rap artists are showing nowadays, that they can be more than just rap artists. The current state of the game is shifting. To a degree.
Yeah, we listen to other artists that do that. Like Tyler's one of our favorite artists, I think. We listen to other artists that have branched out of hip hop but kind of stuck to their roots, and I feel like he's kind of done this with this album. I see growth from here. You know, a lot of with his other projects, even the little one where he was using Detroit sounds, showing love to that. He obviously likes to do what he feels passionate about, and I can always at least try to support that. That's why I went into this project with an open mind, even though I heard some things where I was kind of like, how is Yachty going to do that? You feel me? Because Lil Yachty's always been different. He's just done it in a way that's easy on the ears, especially if you only listen to a type of music. Songs like Pretty, as we know, he's written songs from a whole different perspective. He helped with the cover of Drake's new album, Her Loss. Drake and 21 Savage. He helped with some other things as well in the music industry. He's been making other moves, so maybe this is his first step into being someone that puts a project together or works with people and really brings out the best of himself and others with a certain sound. If he wants to go in that lane, I can see that, especially with the connections he has, because he's gone on his way to try to do different things, build his, you know, discography in a way where he's jumped around. Kind
of, he said in an interview that this is a culmination of him working with so many different artists, composers, producers, that it all came into one thing, and he, you know, he just wants to make his own brand of music, right? He wants to make what Lil Yachty wants to make. He don't want to make what trap listeners want to hear, you know?
I don't think this is what his label would probably want him to drop either. This isn't something that's conventional or is probably meant to sell the most.
No, it's his lowest initially selling project and out of all of his projects since his first release. So
that's kind of sad. In my opinion, he's dropped some duds. He's dropped some albums. I'm like, oh, okay, what are you doing, Lil Yachty? Because he's dropped some, I wouldn't say good. I've never been a Lil Yachty fan like that. I like songs. I like the goofiness of his songs sometimes.
What was the last one? It was like Lil Boat 3, right? I mean, he's had some songs on there, bro. Like, how has he not been able to put it together? Just trap music, he just hasn't been able to perfect it. So, you know, he wants to just do something that is his. He wants to do on his own. This is the most successful project that he has made out of any of his projects, because the other ones, it's not him, bro. He's fishing. He's fishing for something.
Yeah.
Hit fishing or like melody fishing, you know, whatever it is, bro. Like, this is a pure form of Lil Yachty than what we have seen before.
Feature fishing. He's done features maybe with artists he maybe shouldn't have because they might be popping, or he thinks it'll work over that type of production. You notice with this project, he got Tizo Touchdown. He got Justine Shout Sky. He got a bunch of artists. Fouché. He's got a bunch of artists in different fields. He didn't work with the artists you might think he would work with before. Again, working with different producers. You know, there's a lot of writers on here. Like, I think Mac DeMarco, I forgot if he's on a track or if he was like a writer of a track. Again, just that's someone out of the rap sphere. Like, you know him if you listen to other music and if he's made other hits in his lane, but do you really see that working like with a rap artist? No. And I almost didn't want to review this album because it's not rap. I mean, but at the end of the day, he's a rap artist, he's a hip-hop artist, he's a part of our culture. Like I say, he still keeps it Lil Yachty, so I'm always see Lil Yachty as a rap. Even if he does make psychedelic rock music, to me he's still doing it in a playful way that's Lil Yachty, but it's not, you know, the prototypical rap music. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know, yeah. Songs like Pretty, I can see him doing that in the past, but he did it in a way on this album that's like perfect with the sound he did. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying I hella like that track. I'm just saying I think he put a lot of thought in this project, and I think there's a lot of room for growth. I'm not gonna hate on him, because even though I don't really like this project as a whole too much, and I don't think I'll go back to it later in the year, I do see it, and I do see why a lot of people like it.
So we was already comparing him to Tyler the Creator, so I'm just gonna ask you, at what point of Tyler's discography does this remind you of?
I brought up Teenage Emotions earlier because I feel like that was him hinting that he wanted to do different. Look at the album cover. Some of the songs on that album, even though he's doing trappier songs, that album flopped. I think it flopped because, again, it wasn't fully maybe what he wanted to do, or maybe that was what he wanted to do and it didn't hit. With this one, I'm not gonna say it's his Igor, but if you want to compare it to that type of, you know, artist, someone doing going outside the hip-hop lane and doing a project, that's so far.
It's too far down, bro. It's too far down
the line. I know line, you're bro. Saying that. I'm going to say this. Do I know if Lil Yachty's going to stick to this? And do I think that Lil Yachty's also going to top this in this lane? I don't know. It could just be a passion project. It could be just something he drops right now. And again, I'm not saying this is Igor, but I'm just saying for him in his lane doing something completely out of the norm. Like I said, it's not rap music like we said with Igor. Igor is basically noisy pop. He raps sometimes, but he's really singing. It's R&B, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not really rapping on a lot of those tracks, so it's kind of similar, but it's not as good, obviously.
So I like you went with the album comparison as like the genres, as far as like ideating and like making his ideas into what I think he wants to make him into. I think this album is at the same stage as like maybe Cherry Bomb or like,
okay, Cherry Bomb. Okay, ooh, that's a good one.
That's where he's kind of at, and he's transitioning. It's hard just to, you know, make a comparison like this because, you know, obviously they're two different artists. Yeah. But, you know, it does help us a little bit. Not everybody knows Yachty's catalog. I would say that they both have had hits and misses in the beginnings of their catalog, and not everybody fucks with that shit. But this is something that a lot of people have come together and they've been like, hey, you know, he's got something cooking here, you know, he's doing something, we should be tuned in. So
even though it's not the best project to me, it's cool to see people accepting this project. A lot of hip-hop Twitter, hip-hop fans in general are talking about this. It's kind of, maybe it'll bring change in other artists to be like, maybe I could drop something, maybe not totally in this field, psychedelic rock or whatever, something, you know, more that I feel like people might connect to if I dropped it in the way I wanted to. And that's why, again, I'm focusing on Teenage Emotions, but that it reminds me of that, where he's just rapping about what he wants to rap about. Or, you know, on that album, he was rapping what he wants to rap about, but it didn't connect. This one, he's singing and getting other people to sing about what he wants to sing about, and it connected. And that's cool to see, his growth. You bring up Cherry Bomb, that's a perfect example. Cherry Bomb was the album where he showed some growth, but there was a lot of misses or some tracks lyrically where it's like, what are you doing on this? You know what I'm saying? You're doing too much to me. But, you know, I like that album a lot, but it's, you know, it's not one of his best. I connect maybe that one more with Teenage Emotions, because Teenage Emotions, he was rapping on it, but he was doing it over some stuff that's like, what are you doing this? Or it's like, it's kind of awkward. Well, that's why I maybe more so compare this to Igor, because I could see him, or maybe Flower Boy if you want to bring up Flower Boy, but Flower Boy, I feel like Tyler was rapping a lot on that project still. This is more so like Igor, where he's doing different type of music in general, you know? And
yeah,
he did something different. The fact that we're even comparing it and making these arguments, it's like, bro, this is Lil Yachty. I would never expect this. And that's why I got to show him some love to a certain degree, because that's talent. That's talent. He's worked well with people that are talented. I think he's shown that he can do it. Keep it coming. If this is what Lil Yachty's going to be from now on, this is the start, I'm happy, because the albums before this especially were kind of hit or miss way more than this.
It's just pure music, man. That's like best argument I can give for it.
But you and I feel like we listen to different types of music. I think we are types of people who, I mean, I listen to rock casually sometimes. I listen to Pink Floyd. I check out their music, some of their EPs and songs. I think one of them are even sampled or interpolated on this. I listen to that. So it's dope to see someone in the hip-hop industry, you know, obviously loves this music as well, right? Do you think that's helped you like this project more? Or did you think it kind of made it like, well, I've kind of heard this before and it's cool to see other people liking it, but like, I'm kind of like,
no, what do you think? It helps to, like, you know, listen to other types of music just to, you know, diversify your palate, because you're not going to appreciate the drums on here. You're not going to appreciate the guitar riffs. You're not going to appreciate all the different
vocals.
And just stuff he did with like the music and stuff, like with the warping effect and all that, right? You're not going to really necessarily understand it, or it's going to be the first time you heard it and it's going to sound completely new to you. It definitely helps to diversify your palate listening to different music. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to keep listening to it. Listen, man, I listened to enough country in my life. I don't ever have to listen to that shit again. Never again in my life will I listen to country, but I know about it. I know I don't like it. Make sure y'all give Pink Floyd a little listen one time. You know,
If you like this, listen to it. Even though this is more experimental and like just electronic, but listen to Aphex Twin. Listen to a bunch of these other artists. If you like this, you would like other artists in this sound as well. Travis Scott, I feel like as far as trap, he does sometimes psychedelic trap, people say. So we've seen this done in a trap way, and I think this is the closest I've seen an artist from this lane just go clearly in that lane.
Yeah.
As far as big, Lil Yachty at one point, and even now kind of, you know, he has some hype behind his name. He's always been different, but to see him, that's what I'm saying. If he keeps doing this, he might drop an Igor in the sense where I'm fucking with it. Like, I didn't hate this. It's just, I might argue the opposite as you just did. I might say that because I, especially recently, last year specifically, I've been tapping back into rock music. So it's kind of like I like this stuff already. And this isn't, I'm not going to say it's not, this is bad, but it's not the best. I'd rather listen to someone else in that lane.
Oh, that's why you're saying that, right?
That's why I wanted to ask you, because I think it can go either way.
I definitely don't think it's the best. Not the best.
I'm not gonna say that. Yeah, no, of course not.
But
I'm just,
he did it to where it didn't sound like bad. If you can do that, then I mean, you're on your way to success. Now it's just all about evolving it and growing that sound and doing something that, you know, maybe we haven't heard before, just meshes better in some way. There's some misses, there's some times where it just doesn't sound that good. You said this before the video, it's an experience for an album. It has to hit all the way through, otherwise it's gonna tank it a little bit. You know, so just keeping it honest.
Listen to the whole thing, yeah. Track one, like he said on Twitter, I do that with any album, but it's dope to also see him say that. Listen to it all the way through in order, because it definitely does have an order. And that's another thing I like about it too, because he, you know, not a lot of artists do that, especially in the mainstream. They'll just put tracks in any order. They'll put the hits first, or they'll put them all at the end of the album because they've been out for years. No, he did it in an order, obviously, he thought about as well. So I got to give props where props are due, because I do respect it.
Listen, y'all, he's coming to grips with the reality. He didn't realize that Lil Yachty was a real artist until today.
I've liked tracks, but I've always thought Lil Yachty was more of a jokester artist, or someone, you know, from the Little Pump. You know, we've seen other artists in that lane kind of fall off.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna say he's exactly like that, but he's always been like kind of trolly, kind of different. But he's obviously finding a way to connect with more people.
You said it earlier, his connections with the industry and the stuff that he's been doing behind the scenes is what has made him into the artist that's today. We never thought that he would be at this point, but we also didn't know he was going to outwork everybody. Outwork everybody, here you are, bro. That's all it takes sometimes.
I'm not going to hate it if you do more like this, especially if you start taking it like totally left field. I think this was like a good entry point. I would like to see more of this. It might grow on me. I mean, right now I don't see it, but it might grow on me. I mean, at the end of the year, this might be on my list. I doubt it highly.
Yeah, I mean, it just might last for the night, bro. You never know.
Sometimes that's all you need.
I just want you for the night.
To go from that to this.
More power to you, bro. It's Black History Month, bro. Do your thing. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to this episode of Hip Hop Baby's album review. I know that might not be the most attractive album to listen to, but you should listen to it. I think you should listen to it. It was a good album. Deserves a chance. I always think that anybody who is offering or encouraging others to take on another perspective and look at things another way is a super healthy and great thing to encourage your listeners to do. I think that he's got a good message. So I think that you guys should check it out. Production kind of slaps.
Yeah, agreed. Yachty, if you tapped in and watched this video, keep albums like this coming. Work with other artists.
Work with us.
Maybe help. Yeah, work with us. Maybe work with other artists as well and help them maybe try to challenge themselves. I did see you trying to challenge yourself with this album. Vocally, the way you dropped Poland, which was kind of hinting at the vocal effects you were going to do, you did a good rollout. Even though I think I've seen the numbers, it's not doing crazy numbers. Keep challenging what a hip-hop artist can do, especially when you've made a career in a certain light. Changing your image is hard, and I think this is a good step. And to everybody else watching, thank you. You know the deal. Follow us everywhere. Subscribe, like, all that good stuff, man. With that being said, peace.